Okay, so moving right along, and after the end of the drasha that we make through the Arami Ovidovi, we move in to the section of the Eser Makos, the 10 Makos that we dashed in from the Psukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about the 10 different Makos. Rabbi Yehuda gives us Simonim, and then Haggadah adds a section of Machlokas amongst the Tanayim, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva. How many Makos were actually there at the Kriyas Yamsuf, as well as the Makos that took place in Mitzrayim proper? Now, there's a general he'ara that we can make about the parsha of the Makos here in the Seder, that it's very, very conspicuously missing from the Haggadah of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring this entire section of the Eser Makos at all. It's not mentioned in the Haggadah of the Rambam. And the Shaila is exactly what that Machlokas is. You have a Machlokas here amongst the Rishonim, our Minig, which comes from the Rishonim. We have the Eser Makos in the Haggadah, and the Rambam's Haggadah does not. So Tzarechi, and what exactly the issue is that we're debating. So there's a very famous Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham Paskins in Simon Samach Zayin. And we know that every single day there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to mention, remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim once in the morning and once at the night time. We're classically mekayim that mitzvah through Kriya Shema. So we say Kriya Shema every single day. If for some reason a person couldn't say Kriya Shema, the Gemara points out, if you said the brachos after the Kriya Shema, emes v'yatzev, emes v'munu, you yod say that mitzvah Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Remember, just to make a mention of the Yitzias Mitzrayim through the medium of Kriya Shema and its brachos. The Magen Avraham discussed whether or not a person can be Yotze the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by discussing Kriyas Yamsuf alone, without mentioning anything else about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Magen Avraham writes in Simon Samach Zayin Shivkan Aleph, and his feeling is that one, in fact, is Yotze the Zechiras, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, as long as you discuss the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the pashtus is that although we hold that the mitzvah srichos kavana, that as a halacha, but if a person had mentioned, let's say they said the Oz Yashir in the morning, they discussed the Yamsuf and didn't say anything else, so on some kind of a bidyeva level, it is possible that the person perhaps would have been Yotze the mitzvah like that. But that's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. Now, on the spot, right over there, in the Hagos Rabbi Kiva Eger, on that piece in Shulchan Aruch, he brings from his son-in-law, from the Chsam Sofer and Kiva Eger were father-in-law, son-in-law, and Rabbi Kiva Eger calls the Chsam Sofer argued on the Magen Avraham. The Chumash says, you have to remember Yom Seisecha, you have to remember the day that you left, says the Chassam Sofer, that doesn't count the Kriyas Yamsuf, then you didn't leave. Rabbi Kiva Eger is Moda to that Chassam Sofer, he quotes a Medrash to that effect. And that's the machlokas. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chassam Sofer, holding you're not Yotze the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Magen Avraham holding that you are. So perhaps one could suggest that machlokas in the Achronim really has its base in terms of the chiluk between the two girsos that we find in the Haggadah itself. According to our Haggadah, where we have all the mention of the makos that were there in the Kriyas Yamsuf section at least, so we understand that we're throwing that into the Haggadah of a Pashas because we're making some kind of a mitzvah. We're discussing the Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the other hand, perhaps the Rambam would have understood, like the Shita of Rekiv Egel, like the Shita of Sam Sofer, that the Makos that took place that one cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by discussing the Makos, by discussing the plagues that took place in Mitzrayim, as you've had the Kriyas Yamsuf, and therefore we're not, therefore that stage has to be omitted from the Haggadah. Now, the problem with that is, of course, that the Rambam also leaves out the basic makos that took place in Mitzrayim itself, the Dam Sephardei and all that, so that the Pshat doesn't really explain totally the omission of the makos that were there, but it at least gives rise to understanding of a partial omission. Perhaps we could extend the Rebbe Kiva Eger a little bit, that maybe the Rama would learn that like this, that the whole taina that the Chassam Sofer has, we have to remember Yom Seisfa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We have to remember the day that we left Mitzrayim. So the Makos, as we know, didn't take place on the day that we left Mitzrayim. The Makos, the Mishnah Edios points out, took place over the period of an entire 12 months, an entire year, prior to the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it could be that the Rambam feels that you leave out the Makos because that's not Yom Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They didn't take place on the day that we left Mitzrayim. So the Mela, when I'm in the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, by doing that. That would be the machlokas over here between the Rambam versus the minig that we have, the Haggadah that we have, where we include the makos into the into the story. Now, perhaps just the Popula de Alma, one could suggest as well, at the very beginning of the Shiurim on the Maggid, we discussed what exactly the difference between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day or night out of the year is. So perhaps we could add, based on this machlokas, that although it's debatable, but according to the opinions that say that one would not be able to be Yotzi Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis, by discussing the Makos, as we just saw, maybe the Rambam holds like that, or certainly at least by the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Magen Avraham and the Rabbi Kiva Egon of Sam Sofer hold that you can't be Yotze, the Zechira through mentioning the Kriyas Yamsuf. Perhaps that's what's special about the Pesach night. The way we have the Haggadah, perhaps they're emphasizing that that might be true all across the year, that there's no Zechiras Yetzias, that's why I'm mentioning the Kriyas Yamsuf. But by the Seder, perhaps, we have something new and special. Anytime we discuss the entire process of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, from the very beginning of the Makkos through the culmination, the Gemar Geulas Anshei Yisrael, as Yerushalmi calls it, of the Kriyas Yamsuf, so then we can be Yotzei the Sipur like that. That's another possibility as well. Now, Lemaisa, there is a halacha Lemaisa that was publicized by Rav Soloveitchik in the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, about the omission, that relates to the omission of the Rambam of the Chelek of the Makkos. And that's like this. We know that the Gemara teaches us in Avkuf Yudzayin and Mebez and Tzachim that each one of the Dalet Kosos was instituted by Chazal in conjunction with an Amira. You have to say something over the Kosos. The Kiddush by the first, the Maggid the second, the Benchim by the third, the Hallel over the fourth. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out like this. Let's say a person had spilled his cup of wine. Okay, there's no more cup at all. That's just there. It's gone right before it got drunk. So now he wants to fill the cup of wine, drink it over again, drink it for the first time, and he wants to be yotzei the mitzvah like that. I said the Haggadah. Oops, by accident the cup had spilled, and I want to fill it up and drink my second cup of wine. I have a mitzvah of drinking Dalet Kosos. Here's the second cup. Said Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Pashas is according to the Gemara that each one of the cups, kochad v'chad navid be mitzvah, you have to do a mitzvah with each one of the kosos. If I was to have spilled my cup after I'm done, let's say with Maggid, I can't just refill it and drink it again because that's not doing a mitzvah with the kosos. The kosos that I did the mitzvah over was spilled. It's over, so that one's gone. There's a new cup that's right over here. So the chor of the halacha is, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik held, then one has to go back, believe this, a person has to go back and repeat the Maggid over again. You have to start the Maggid one more time in order to be mekayim the mitzvah that's associated with the second cup. It said Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, ekula, even though it's a little bit of a chumrah, but pashtus that would be the halacha l'mais. Remember once that happened, that had a seder by us. Someone spilled the cup and they went back to read the Haggadah. If you spill it in the middle of the Haggadah, it's not such a problem because you can still be mekayim henceforth the remainder of the seder with the new cup of wine that you pour. But if it's dafka, if you spill the cup at the very end, then you get stuck and you have to go back and repeat. However, Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out a kula that when you're repeating the Haggadah, he felt that you have the right to leave out the entire section that relates to the Makkos. And why do you leave out the section that relates to the Makkos? Because since in the Rambam's Nusach, the Makkos don't appear, so we can take like the most minimal Nusach of the Haggadah as possible and use that as our basis to do the new Sipur over. And that way we can save a little bit of time if such an accident ever occurs. Now, moving right along, after we're done with the section of the Makkos, we go through the famous Dayenu, Chelek of the Haggadah, the Dayenu. Now, the Pasha says that the Dayenu is stuck into the Haggadah along the lines of what we had discussed a little while ago, and actually one of the previous Shiurim, how part of the mitzvah of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to reflect upon the incredible Hakaras HaTov that we have to have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He's done. The Haggadah, as we saw, coming from a Lashon of Hodah. And that being the case, we have the obligation to sit back and take a break down every last little stage that took place that was essential to the Yetzias Mitzrayim and express our individual Pratiyas Dik HaKaras HaTov for that particular thing. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we say, took us out of Mitzrayim. He didn't have to judge the gods of Mitzrayim. He didn't have to judge the Mitzrayim themselves. He didn't have to do the Makkos Becharis. He didn't have to give us the money. All those little things go into the incredible HaKaras HaTov that we have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He did for us by taking us out of Mitzrayim. After we went through the basic drash of the Arami Ovid Avi, culminating in the Dayenu, the Hakaras HaTov, that the Arami Ovid Avi section, the Mikra Bikurim section, is supposed to inspire us to have, we begin to wind it down the actual Maggid. So we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes again on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. That's a very important Mishnah for understanding the Maggid. We quote the Mishnah Rama Gamliel. Rama Gamliel Haya Omer Koshelo Omer Shloshu Devarim Elu BePesach Lo Yotzi Dei Chovaso. If you don't say the following things by Pesach, you're not going to be Yotzi Yochi of the Pesach Matzah and the Mar. And then we go through the list of the explanations: what the Karban Pesach represents, what the Matzah represents, what the Mar represents. The Mishnah that's over there by Rama Gamliel. Now you have a very basic machlokas in Rishonim about what Rabbi Gamliel meant to say. The lashon is your lo yotze yedei chavasa. You weren't yotze, you're chiyuv. You're not yotze. Well, what chiyuv are we talking about? So the pashtus is like the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey Hilchos Chametz Matzah that what you're not yotze is that you're not yotze the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're not yotze the mitzvah of Maggid if you didn't say over the famous mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel, the Pesach Matzah and Mar with the explanations. It's not mentioning the words, of course, as the Mishnah says, but it's going through the explanation, the hesbeirim that were there to explain what each one of those mitzvahs are all about. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Ran, following suit on that Mishnah in Tzachim, agreeing with the Rambam, points out, however, that that's only really lechatchila. The phrase lo yotze yedei chavaso doesn't mean that you're not yotze the mitzvah. It just means you weren't yotze the mitzvah kiroi, but b'di'evin one could be yotze if he left those things out. That's the sheet of the Ran. Again, for the guys who are learning us sukkah, you remember you had a similar discussion on the Gimel Mat Aleph, the expression where you lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, if you had the shulchan sitting out of the sukkah, the gzeira derabbanan, were you really not yotze? Is it only mahudur? Where the Ran himself also explains over there that yeah, you're yotze the mitzvah, but that expression in Chazal just means that you're not yotze in a lechatchila kind of a way. That's all the shita of the Rambam and that school of thought, that the mitzvah we're discussing is the mitzvah of Maggid, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. On the other hand, there's a Ramban. The Ramban in the Milchemes Hashem, and the Bezim et Bezim Brachos, the Ramban there in the Milchemes has a totally different sheet. It's like a one-liner in a very, very big Ramban. You have to like read through a lot of small print to pick up on this line. But the Ramban, and again, I'm generally just without going through the entire context out there, because it's a little complicated, but the Ramban there, again, at the beginning of Brachos, very clearly states, 100%, that the chiyuv that you're not yotzei is that if you don't speak about the Pesach, Matzah, and Mar, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Matzah, or you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of Maror. In other words, what the Ramban is saying is that according to Rabbi Gamliel, these mitzvahs are not just performances, practices, mechanical actions, eat the Korban Pesach, eat the Matzah, eat the Mar, but rather it has to be done with a very heightened sense of kavana. It has to be an explained, a defined Korban Pesach, a defined Matzah and Mar. Right? We get that from the pasuk of V'amartem Zevach Pesach, who you have to say that it's a Korban Pesach. Look there, the Tosis over there on the spot of Kuf Tezayin. There's a chiyuv to speak about it. So whether or not the chiyuv to speak is the chiyuv of Maggid or the chiyuv of Korban Pesach, but the Ramban is learning that it's within the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. It has to be an explained or a defined Korban Pesach, and you're not going to be yotzei. However, the Ramban also points out, and that's the context of the Bidi Evet, if you didn't say those words, when we say lo yotzei yedei chavasa, it doesn't mean you're not yotzei. Yes, Bidi Evet, the Ramban agrees, you, on a technical level, you are yotzei. The point of the Ramban over there in Brachos is to show that sometimes the Chazal will use that expression similar to the Ran to be mizaris us, basically, to inspire us and try and motivate us to do the proper thing. You have to really look at Chilu, speak about the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Mar to be yotzei, those particular mitzvahs. But if you didn't, you would have been yotzei Bidi Evet anyway. So it works out according to both the Ramban and the Ran at Yotzei Bidi Evet. Now think back all the way to the beginning of our Shiurim about the Maggid. We pointed out that the Diyuk in the Rambam that Rav Chaim had, all of these things that the Rambam mentions, all the different Pratim are called the Haggadah. In other words, Rav Chaim said, you're not Yotzei the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Rambam if you left out any one of those Pratim. You have to have, if you want to do the mitzvah of Maggid, you have to have all of the different aspects that the Rambam spoke about, the Shelu Tshuva, speaking to the kids, Masav Nuris, Masayim B'Shevach, and the Pesach, Matzah, and Mara. So it's possible that according to Rav Chaim's Diyuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam would be Cholik on the Ramban and the Ran and hold it, but the Yevid, aren't Yotzei at all if you left out your discussion of the Korban Pesach, the Matzah, and the Mar. Be that as it may, of course, we know on a practical level that this is one of the most important sections of the Maggid mitzvah that we have at the Seder. That's why even if a lo yitzui or a wife, a mother, a sister, someone was in the kitchen, a husband, in today's day and age, that's nice for the husband to help out every once in a while also. And if a husband or a son was sitting there in the kitchen helping out his parents to make the Seder, they must make sure that this part of the Seder is done. This is something that's an absolute must as opposed to some of the other things which are just more hidurim and more lechatchilas. We are very makpid that everybody actually be a part of. And a number of the Achronim point out that there are different nafkaminas though within this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. For example, there's the Shailas and Shuvas Binyan Tzion, or by the same author of the Aruch Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, and Simin Lamed, the Binyan Tzion writes a nafkamina like this. We know that in the midst of Pesach Sheni, on the 14th of Iyar, for the Temeim and the people of Bederach Rechoka, if they couldn't do the Pesach Rishon, they do the Pesach Sheni. By the Pesach Sheni, are you mechuyev to speak about the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Mar? You're going to be doing all of those mitzvahs again, but are you mechuyev to speak about them? So the Binyan Tzion explained, the Pashas, that's exactly this machlokas. According to the Rambam, who says that Rebbe Gamliel's chiyuv is based on, or is in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Well, that mitzvah you don't have by Pesach Sheni. There's no mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni. So according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have to mention it. But however, according to the Ramban, that those are dinim within the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, Matzah, and Mar, so then it's nitan he'amar. It's possible to suggest that that even on Pesach Sheni, these amiros would have to be said as well. That's one nafkamina. The Moedim Uzmanim, the Ramosha Shtarmach, he points out another fairly simple nafkamina within the Machlokas, is whether or not you mechuyev to say these amiros to somebody else. In other words, part of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, we saw according to the Rambam, and Minchas Chinuch writes like this as well, Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is to say over the story to another person, either to a son, to somebody else. You have to say. So if you're learning like the Rambam that it's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, that wouldn't make sense, as you should have to speak about the Pesach Matamar to another person. Someone has to hear, someone has to listen to your explanations and to your expounding on those mitzvahs. However, if you hold like the Ramban, that it's a din within the mitzvah, Pesach, Matzah, or Mar, then l'chor, one doesn't have to say these things to anybody else. It's just a way to hone our own kavana and fine-tune our own kavana on those mitzvahs to make sure that we're doing them with the proper intentions to gain the full experience out of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That, b'kitzur, is a section of Rebbe Gamliel within the Seder. Now, the Agada now basically moves into a very subtle but significant shift in meaning. I have to have gone through the basics. We've defined the parameters of what the mitzvah of Maggid is all about, when the mitzvah applies, who you have to say it to. We've taken the time to darshan the parshios that discuss the Yitzias Mitzrayim properly with the Akaras HaTov. We've gone through Rebbe Gamliel. We've almost done everything we have to do. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah rather there also in Kuf Tezayin and Pesachim, but the Haggadah brings it here, points out that there's one more thing that we have to do, and that's the concept of Mekayim, the mitzvah of Cheiris, that we have to look at ourselves, Ki'ilu Hu Yatsa Mitzrayim, that we ourselves had actually left Mitzrayim. And one of the, in all likelihood, the most difficult mitzvahs to do, the Rambam is very clearly mashma that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that the psukim are not just asmachtas, we have a chi of d'oraisa to view ourselves as if we ourselves had left Mitzrayim. And according to the Rambam, it's even harder, the famous formulation in Perek Zayin Halachavav, that it has to be that it's if you yourself went out now from Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to really feel it literally at that moment that the person had left the Mitzrayim along with everybody else. A very, very difficult chiyuv to have. The pashtus, that takes a lot of work. A person has to sit down, try to understand the concepts of slavery, try to understand, according to the different themes we have in the Haggadah, the extreme joy that we have at being Ovdei Hashem, at being able to be free to worship a Kaddish Baruch Hu, something we really, really have to work very hard on. Just to point out one idea within that, then we know the Chumash tells us in Parashas Mishpatim that there's a mitzvah where we have to love a ger, we're not allowed to oppress a ger. And the Chumash describes over there in Mishpatim, the reason why that's true is ki gerim hayisem the Eretz Yisrael, because you were a ger in Mitzrayim. Now, again, we always associate the idea of envisioning ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim as something that's tied to the Seder. The Seder, we try to envision ourselves we try to look at ourselves like we left Mitzrayim whether it's a spiritual level, on a physical level. Pasha says we certainly have to look at on a physical level as well, right? But we limit that mitzvah in terms of our normal day-to-day life. We seem to like look at it as if that's only associated with the Pesach night. But along comes the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It tells me, I have a daily chiyuv, love a ger, don't oppress the ger. Why? Because I was a ger in Mitzrayim. Now the Chor, that's an amazing Pasuk. I think it's a beautiful example, though, to explain to us how real it has to be, our feeling of experiencing the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Lechara, like the Pasuk is giving me a reason. Why should I like a ger? Why shouldn't I oppress him? Because you know what it's like. You were also a ger in Eretz Yisrael. You were a foreigner in a foreign land. Right? But the bottom line is, what I have no idea what that feels like. What do you mean? I know, because I was a foreigner in a foreign land. I was never there, right? It never happened to me. It's one thing for the Dor HaMidbar, that one generation who left Mitzrayim, that they, you can give them that reason, right? You were a ger in Eretz Yisrael. But that's not shayach to me. But the Torah is nitzlis. The Torah is eternal, right? So what's pshat over here? What's pshat over here that the Torah is telling us that we have to remember for ourselves to be nice to the geir because we know what it's like? So obviously, this, you see over there another reference. I think it's pashup pshat. You see over there another reference to the idea of viewing ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim. Kol kach, it has to be so clear in our minds that we were there, we know what it's like, that in a practical, empathetic sense, we know how to relate to another person. Don't be so mean to the guy who's a stranger. You have to be very, very sensitive, be very, very nice to the person who doesn't really fit in. Because you had it also. That's the level of emotional attachment that we have to the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's I just say ha'ara on that paragraph. There's a beautiful piece if one wants to read, if you want to be a little bit more marach, in the Hachsharas Ha'avreichim, a sefer by the Piazetzner Rebbe, Hashem Yikom Damam, has a beautiful, I think it's in the ninth parak in the Hachsharas Ha'avreichim, in the eighth or ninth parak. I apologize for not having a sefer on me, but a beautiful, 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 lengthy, like description of what it was like to be in Mitzrayim, what it was like to hear about the Geula, what it was like to go. He's describing over there different like meditative techniques that a person should have. It's very, very connected to performing this mitzvah, like I said before, but pashtus, you can't be mekayim this chiyuv of looking at ourselves like we left Mitzrayim without this. And it would be very recommended, highly mumlets, to take a look at that sefer, the Hachsharas Ha'avreichim. And again, it's noted on the side. If you flip through, you get Perakhes or Perakhes, they'll point out the section. There are notes on the sides that the current piyuz that the Rebbe Shlita had wrote. And you'll see very clear where that section is. Be that as it may, the Haggadah now moves into something that we've discussed in the Shiurim on the Seder itself. So I don't want to really discuss it now, other than just this is like the conclusion of our talks on the Maggid, that once we know that we have our own experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we've lived and are living through right now as if we're going out of Mitzrayim, the Haggadah now tells us we have a chiyuv, the fikach, therefore, I left Mitzrayim, therefore there's a following bottom line ramification. Anachnu chayavim lahodos lehala l'shabeich l'feir, l'ramim l'hadir l'netzeich, etc., etc. We have to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That moves us into the Hallel section. We mention again the famous shita of the Rav Haigon, that this is a shira that we're singing to Hashem. It's not a regular reading, it's not a regular kriya, but rather a shira unto a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we have that experience. We left. How incredible do we feel that we just experienced the Yetzias Mitzrayim on our own? So we davka go out and we sing the song of the Halal and Mitzri in order to concretize our feelings of Yetzia from Mitzrayim. That Bekitzer is the section of Maggid here in the Haggadah. Ebez Hashem, we should be zolcha to leave Mitzrayim on a yearly basis in a spiritual sense as well, that we still have this chus to become true Ovdei Hashem, to use the Seder as an experience that teaches us what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be an Ovdei Hashem, and give us a heightened appreciation of the mitzvahs that we're doing throughout the year as well, as the famous Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo teaches us that all of the Yetzias Mitzrayim was there in order that we should realize on a day-to-day basis that it's not just the big miracles that Hashem is guiding us through, but the everyday day, daily miracles that we experience, the Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imano, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving us, and Hiratzon, we should be Zochet to walk with a heightened sense of appreciation that HaSgacha Pratis in our lives, Kol Tuv.